It's that time on a Tuesday. We'll let Alex lead off.
I'm going to start off with Kendrick Perkins. I ask.
What are you doing?
I know not everybody likes everything that is in the social consciousness. Like, not everyone is into Marvel movies. Not everybody likes Batman. Not everyone even follows sports.
What?
You mean to honestly tell me there's a person on Earth who has never seen Star Wars? Or at the very least understands references from it? Apparently there is. Like, literally everything has the 1%. Nothing is 100. Kendrick Perkins is the 1%. Game 3 between the Cavs and Celtics was on ESPN, which is owned by Disney, which owns the Star Wars franchise. So they had Chewbacca sitting courtside and, you know, just chilling, checking out the game, promoting the new Solo movie. In terms of native advertising, it's pretty damn solid. I mean, how am I supposed to move on from that, Steve? That's like the worst Chewbacca impersonation ever.
Are you drowning?
Idiocy.
You've halted this entire segment with that.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't help it. Was just
gargling water?
Gargling
water would have been better.
Oh. There you go. That's a good gargling water sound effect, Steve. Nice work.
Brought to you by the people from Scope.
Apparently, after the game, Kevin Love was joking around with Perkins. Kind of hanging out, saying, "Hey, you gonna hang out with Chewbacca?" And Perkins said, "Who's that?" So Love showed him a picture of the broadcast shot of Chewbacca just sitting courtside. Perkins said, "Oh, I don't really keep up with all that news stuff."
Whoa! What? 1977.
1977.
It's older than you.
It's one thing to not be interested in a movie. How the hell do you avoid Star Wars in the 33 years you've been on this earth, bruh? As I ask,
what are you doing?
I should be asking you for the Chewbacca sound effect.
What are you doing?
Got in trouble when I worked at the old radio station because before we went on the air with the show, we would finish our newscast, and Brooklyn John and I we recorded Tim Chewy. And we both tried to do a Chewbacca impression and got yelled at the next day.
You guys are terrible. Don't do that ever again.
So to the worst taste in art people at the Bay Area Hall of Fame, I ask.
What are you doing?
I know this has made the rounds. If you haven't seen the plaque some nearsighted or just horrible artist made of new inductee Brandi Chastain, you should. I don't know who it is. It's not her. But if they put the plaque on the wall and $25,000 in a bag on a chair next to it and say, "Guess who this is?" and you win the dough, you would have no chance. It's not even a resemblance. Fortunately, Bay Area Hall President Kevin O'Neill says, if Brandi sends a new photograph in, they'll redo
photograph.
It.
Photograph?
You can't blame the picture.
It looks like Peter King.
Who did somebody say it looks like? Former President Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
It's so bad. And I get it's not about looks. It's not her.
Yeah.
One knucklehead on Twitter said it's closer to Gary Busey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
And I like the line from one of the Hall of Fame VPs. The images are representations, not photographic likenesses. Duh. And you're an idiot because it's neither. Redo, as we ask.
What are you doing?
What's with those? Like the Ronaldo one was horrible too?
Did somebody finish, look at it, and be like, "Oh, all right, I'm done. I'm going to send this over to you now." Go back to the starting gate, dude.
Yeah. We need a redo. To Terrence Williams, I ask.
Horrible. What are you doing?
Terrence Williams, a wideout for the Cowboys, got arrested for a DUI after he hit a light pole in his Lamborghini and abandoned it not far from the Cowboys facility at 4:45 in the morning on Saturday morning. I mean, so many things. Driving drunk is stupid. Driving your Lambo drunk is double stupid. Ditching your Lambo is triple stupid. Doing anything at 4 in the morning at all is quadruple stupid. And the worst part of this whole thing is that Williams is a spokesperson for Lyft. Literally a month ago, Williams and his teammate Jalon Smith partnered with Lyft to promote a stress-free and simple way to get around Dallas while people were checking out the NFL draft. So they offered testimonials, took promotional pictures, tweeted about how fans should use Lyft as a safe way to get around. Bro. So not only can you use Lyft, but you can do it for free because they're paying you, and you drive your Lambo drunk into a light pole and ditch it at 4 in the morning. That's a special, special kind of stupid, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Tampa Bay manager Kevin Cash, I ask.
What are you doing?
No. you're not starting a baseball revolution, not on my watch. If you hadn't heard, earlier in the year, he used some middle innings guys to start games. This past weekend, he used his closer Sergio Romo to start the last two games against the Angels. The first few outs are more important than the last three? I don't think so. I get he just lost his starter, Jose De Leon, to Tommy John surgery. They're still waiting for Nathan Eovaldi to come back from the minors. But what happens at the end of a close game? And what if the closer, used to coming in and pitching from the stretch or packing that just a few outs mentality, starts to get hit in the first inning? There's a reason people say we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We already have wheels. And it's different if it's a do-or-die game in a series, desperate times, but in May, no, you're not using baseball logic. No sale, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Sydney Bouvier Gilstrap Portly, I ask.
What are you doing?
One, you have an amazing name.
So jealous.
That is legendary stuff right there, dude. Not legendary. Acting like you're in high school when you're 25. I feel like this dude saw Dazed and Confused, saw Matthew McConaughey, was like, all right, all right, all right. So this fool used a special provision that Hillcrest High in Dallas was offering to kids who were affected by Hurricane Harvey. He falsified documents to make it seem like he was 17 years old, was accepted into school, and apparently his main motivation was to play basketball. And play he did, actually named the District Offensive Player of the Year for last season. Like, you couldn't join a team at the Y or something? Maybe go try to play JUCO? Literally anything other than lie to go to high school to play? He apparently also dated a 14-year-old while he was there, so this isn't exactly a funny story as much as an absolute weirdo trying to relive some sort of glory days he missed out on like 7 years ago. By the way, he was arrested after a former coach saw him at a tournament and was like, he played for me like 7 years ago. Jail is going to be fun, dude, as we ask.
What are you doing?
You know, going back to high school for sports is one thing. To go date high schoolers,
dude.
Wooderson's like, that ain't all right, all
no,
right,
no, no,
all
you
right.
are going to jail.
So to Bob Nightingale, USA Today Sports, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, nobody loves baseball stats like me. I've been reading the box scores since, well, people read box scores because that's all you got. Old enough to see how Aaron did the night before. So this guy tweets out, Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez of the Red Sox are the first teammates to have 15 homers each this early in the season since Larry Walker and Todd Helton of the Rockies in 2001. And of course, who would not want to replicate that season where Colorado cranked out 17 years ago? After all, they did finish dead last in the NL West, a mere 19 games behind Arizona. Call me nuts, it seems you want to point out that those numbers didn't really do much for a horrible team. Plus, I want to downplay anything positive or good about the Bo Sox, as we ask.
But I'm not bitter.
What are you doing?